producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Once again, we always start our show off with a conversation with one of our pals from Talk Media News. Former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is with us. Bob, you were just telling me before we jumped on that, is this true? You must be really bored. You're reading the omnibus?
I know. I never read it when I served. Now in Congress, now I'm reading it.
I love it. And it's just a nightmare, right? A mess of this and here's what you get and here's what you get kind of thing.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mike. I know you don't know. There's some AM broadcasting language in there about wattage and night and daytime. How about that?
Wow. And that's a big deal, actually. I'm going to go right now and go read it. There is a big deal about that because, especially we're on at night, some stations power down. Sometimes you have a stronger signal. So that's interesting.
This is different.
Wow.
And then there's some tax. Now, there's two bills. I do need to clarify this. There's a tax bill, and then there's the omnibus bill. So there's two separate votes. Now, the one is going to have 40 probably Democrats on it. That's the tax, keeping certain tax breaks that are out there, including what Nancy Pelosi won, which is the energy tax credit. There's the tuition tax credit of $2,500. You know, then there's the Friday vote, because this is today on the tax measure. And then the Friday vote's going to be a little bit tougher because Republicans are going to become unglued, maybe not to the Boehner level, but they're not happy with Speaker Ryan. He and Nancy Pelosi had their steak and fry dinner, and they cut a deal. And in the world of the real people, of Earth people, you know, they made a compromise. But in the world of Republicans right now, in the Donald Trump era, it's sort of like, oh, Paul Ryan, he's just like John Boehner.
Yeah, there you go. Just like John Boehner. One thing that happened on the Hill, too, as well, is Janet Yellen, who, of course, is the Federal Reserve Chair, for the first time since 2006, we're seeing that interest rates are going to be raised. Wow, goodbye stimulus. There has to be a lot of reaction to that.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, I must say I've got to just give her a lot of credit. I really like her style. She's so thorough. But she made it clear that they're not just going to willy-nilly down the road continue to raise. They've raised it to 0.25%. And, of course, that doesn't help, you know, with what we finance as a government, the debt. But she made it kind of clear they're not just going to continue to do this. They're going to really assess. So it's making a little ripple. It could have been a lot more.
All right, I like that. It could have been a lot more. And in the world of Trump, because we all live in it, the latest thing that he said is, I don't want Jeb's endorsement. He's a low-energy person. He does not represent strength, power, and stamina. Wow! He just kicks him in the groin area every day.
Donald Trump, honestly, at the debate, was a kind of a new Trump. He was growing. He put his hand on Ted Cruz. He was nice, you know, et cetera, right? And then he just slashed and burned Jeb Bush on that stage. I mean, it was sort of like, yeah, okay, you want to fight me? Come on. Come on. And now he doesn't stop. I mean, he just doesn't like him, and he's putting him to rest. And, of course, Bush doesn't like him because Donald Trump is sort of like Hillary Clinton. The only thing that stood between her and the presidency was Barack Obama. And now I'm not saying there's the same viciousness, but no, that's what stood in between her and the presidency. And Jeb Bush, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we would be seeing Jeb Bush at the top of the food chain right now.
Wow, yeah, that's true. No doubt about it. All right, I know you have like 30 seconds left, but check this out. In the world of gaffes, you can put that to Ben Carson's side of the stage. He kind of slipped up. He pronounced Priebus's name Pubis.
I know, and hummus and and Pubis, yeah, and he did a bigger slip up too. I caught this when Ben Carson on the stage said, "Oh, I'm not going to run independent because you know Chairman Pubis and Priebus, the chairman, said that article wasn't correct, the Washington Post article about the secret dinners in D.C. to plot against Trump and them. So he really shouldn't have told that. Ben Carson, nice guy, but not the brightest political light bulb. You don't tell on national TV that you had some kind of secret talk with the chairman and then mispronounce his name.
No kidding. Bob Ney, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, so as you know, Bob was talking about, it is interesting, and unfortunately for Carson, he had a few stumbles. But I think at this point, that doesn't matter. It's not about him stumbling over names. It's about, you know, he doesn't have much of a chance of being president. And isn't it wild, because there was all this excitement for just a brief time over Ben Carson. And I know some people that like Ben Carson and like what he has to say and liked him when he kind of broke open on the national scene at the prayer breakfast. I want to say it was a year ago, actually 2 years ago. And that's when he caught a lot of the eyes of some Republicans. Why don't you run? Why don't you run? And that's the problem. That's what happens. You'd be great. Why don't you run? And then we're off to the races from there. So to be fair, on the other side of this thing, you had Bernie Sanders, who was at a mosque in Washington, D.C., trying to do the opposite because he's ripping Donald Trump. He's calling him xenophobic and racist. You know, he's ripping his comments, not him. He's saying he has racist comments and xenophobic. And so that he did a thing in the mosque. He sat down, talked, and did like a you know, bunch of TV interviews and that kind of stuff. Also, because we were talking about what's in the budget bill, Planned Parenthood, nothing. All of the arguments over Planned Parenthood, but the budget bill maintains all the access to preventative health services for Planned Parenthood. So that flew out of the legislation too. And this short-term funding bill, of course, the measure had to be signed to avert the government shutdown, and it was. The president signed the bill. And from that point of view, it's smart because we keep, I say this all the time, we end up in the same situation. And it's like, if I were dating the government, I would not be, I'd be gone. 2 dates and you're done. I don't get it. It's because, to me, I understand it's a giant monolith in a way, and it's so difficult to take all those minds, take all those representatives, constituents into Washington, and you're fighting for your piece of turf. But come on, this is ridiculous. Every year, it's the same thing. We have a bill. We have a spending bill. We have to go through what's in the bill. Could they not start earlier, get to it faster? And by the way, just a quick thing here, and Bob was talking a little bit about that. The provisions for tax breaks include NASCAR, horse racing, and Puerto Rican rum. That's what's part of the $622 billion tax bill. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. And since we're kind of stuck on Washington here at the top, and this is part of the buzz in your backyard and mine, because what happens there affects all of us, and sometimes you don't get the word, and then all of a sudden you say to yourself, well, I didn't know about that. So nonprofit groups are just all over this proposed rule from the IRS, warning that the regulations could dry up donations and leave them vulnerable to hacking, right? The IRS is proposing new requirements for nonprofits to collect, check this out, the Social Security numbers of the donors. Really? Currently, nonprofits send donors a form that verifies their contribution. They use it for tax purposes. I've been there. You've done it. If you've even donated something small, it's not small or large. But the IRS is proposing these changes that would require the nonprofits to get those numbers of the donors to provide directly to the agency. Wow, that's like a giant bullseye on nonprofits. See, the pendulum's going too far in the other direction, right? So imagine, they can't stop hackers. You know, how would they be able to stop nonprofits? They wouldn't. I mean, you know, the hacking into nonprofits, no way. Even the president and CEO of the National Council of Nonprofits said, look at the fact that the IRS itself got hacked. Crazy. Stay with us. We're flipping burgers and we're heading to the other side.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guy Stephen Kelly and the author of the sensational book, Tell Me When You're Gonna Die, and I'll Show You How Well You Can Afford to Live. Terrific stuff. It embodies everything that we've been talking about here on the show. Pick it up. It's a great read, an incredible resource, and personally, I think it could save your life. I told somebody that the other day. I posted all over my social media, and they thought, wow, that title is awesome. It's so provocative. It's provocative for a reason. And before we jumped on the air, Stephen and I were talking about this. And hello, Stephen.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. We were talking about something that's one of my favorite things, actually, to talk about, and it's labels. All the whole idea of labeling all kinds of things, including financial instruments, but also, and you brought this up one time, and recently I had a conversation with somebody from Europe about this, that when you meet people in the United States, the first thing that people say to you is, what do you do?
I know.
And are and ready, we're off to the races.
Yeah, not who are you.
Yep. Yep.
Not what kind of a person are you, but what do you do?
Yep.
And then we assign judgments to that.
Yes, yes.
You know, yep. And if you're somehow, if you're, you know, a maintenance person or a janitor or someone that, you know, whatever, you're not somehow as worthwhile as perhaps a bank president. And I just really think that's sad because, and I'm not saying everybody does this, but I do believe it's a common thing that happens. And the thing that's gotten me thinking about this is what I've been seeing going on in the campaigns lately. And this is where you get a lot of people, you know, if you can label something, if you can name something, especially if you can label it with a less than pleasant name, then you can easily assign a value to it without really having to dig into it and look at the thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we run into this a lot. For example, if I were to tell you that you've got your home paid off, and Kate, when you retire, I could pull out half the value of your home and I could give that to you, and you'd never have to pay me a payment. And there would be interest charge, but it would be a market rate. You know, it would be commensurate with the market, but that would just store up in the home. And you would never have to do that. You just have the money to work with. And then at the end of the period when you're out of the home, if there was money left in the home, we'd sell it and you'd get the money, or your state would get the money. Or if the house was underwater, you could walk away from it, and the bank would never come after you. It would be a free ride at that point. You'd probably say to me, God, that sounds like a wonderful program. I'd love to get into that. What is it? And then I would say, well, that's called a reverse mortgage. And then you'd say, wait, whoa, I don't like reverse mortgages. I don't want that. Well, that's because we've got out there in the sort of the ether, if you will, this word called reverse mortgage that over the years, because of the way they first started and some bad press along the way, and when they were sort of finding their footing, got this label that then people talk about and don't like. But they don't look beyond the label. They just assign the value to the label. And so they're not willing to look at the thing itself and judge the thing itself. All they want to do is judge the label. Does this make sense to you?
It totally does, because you're absolutely right. When you hear reverse mortgages, that sets off automatically an alarm bell for so many people. They're not even going to listen to what you have to say after that, even if it completely makes sense, because of some of what's happened in the past, people who misused it, didn't really talk about it correctly. The automatic mindset is, ugh, that's terrible. I don't care what I have to do. I will not do that.
Yeah,
I won't do that.
And the same thing applies to annuities. We have,
yes.
Here's a contract that if the market goes up, we're going to give you a portion of the upside. If the market goes down, you're not going to lose anything. And it's going to set up a lifetime income that's about twice as much as you could get from any other savings vehicle, and if in the course of your lifetime you draw down the account to where there's zero money in it for the rest of your life, zero money in it, it will for the rest of your life and your spouse's life pay out the same amount of money until you're both dead. And if you die before the account is depleted, whatever's left in the account will go to your heirs. Now, how does that sound? Does that sound like a pretty good thing?
It does. If you just told me that and you looked at my finances and you said, I would say, absolutely, oh my gosh. So I would probably say, what's the catch? Geez, is another shoe going to drop? But when you say, you're right, when you say the word annuities, that also gets people saying to themselves, oh, no, I've heard bad things, or
I don't like annuities. Well, how can you not like annuities? First of all, you don't know anything about them. You just know what you've heard.
Right.
Right? And secondly, it's like saying I don't like a hammer or I don't like a screwdriver. An annuity is just a tool.
Yes.
Right? And you know, to a hammer salesman, everything looks like a nail.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, you can drive a screw with a hammer, but it's not pretty.
Right.
You know, it's not the appropriate tool to do that with. So when we look at income, by far the best income tool out there is the annuity, and the reason for that is if you draw down the account, it continues to pay you income for the rest of your life. And you can't do that with anything else, but the minute you call it the annuity, it turns off about half or 60% of the people you're trying to talk to, because they assign the value to the label, not the thing.
Yeah, and so it going in this direction, Stephen, I think what it is, it's like a friend of mine who's a guru with technology. He said he gets so frustrated because people say, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. But if he shows them, then they learn. They're like, wow, why did I not open my mind to this? So what you don't know is not going to kill you. Listen, pay attention, and you might be better off as a result of it.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because one of my favorite sayings, it's from Mark Twain. It was actually the slave Jim in Huck Finn said, it ain't what you don't know that hurts you. It's what you know for certain that just ain't so.
So true.
Isn't that cool?
It's very cool. And so as we head into a new year, wouldn't it be great if people were able to open their minds a little bit more and get that financial freedom, frankly, if they paid attention more to not the label on the instrument, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, this is sort of the nub of what we do, because, you know, people come to me, people who are satisfied and are happy and feel comfortable and secure typically don't darken my doorway, okay?
Right.
It's the people that aren't happy, that feel like something's not working, that they need to improve their situation. Those are the people that come see us. But everybody comes in with all this baggage from every place else. And so what I always try and get people to do is I say, just, you know, while you're in the office, let's leave everything outside. And just open up our minds to the possibility there might be some things in here that you can learn that you didn't know before. And that in itself, even if you don't do anything else with me, just the opening up your mind and learning process can serve you extraordinarily well for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's what I tried to do with the book, is provide people information so they could open their minds up and start thinking in different ways. Because if you're going to change, you can't change your circumstances unless you change your thinking. You just can't do it. So if you're going to change your circumstances, you've got to start by changing your thinking. And then the rest will follow.
Yeah, absolutely. And besides, you know, people have free will. If you let your mind, and you see this in any book, if you open your mind and you pay attention to what someone's telling you, you make your own decision. So, and you're not foisting anything on anyone. It's the fact that people miss the boat, as you said. It's the people who darken your door, the people who really could have a different, better, freer, easier, mentally, not as taxing lifestyle, because they wouldn't be so worried about what's going to happen down the road when, as your book says, tell me when you're going to die, I'll show you how well you can afford to live instead of being in a state of panic, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It's crazy. Pick up the book. You can pick it up at Amazon.com and the website freemoneyguys.com. Stephen, always awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a happy Christmas, and we'll talk afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. You too.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. No, it's just no use when all your lies become your truth, and I don't care. Yeah. Could you look me in the eyes?
Coming up, our cheap movie review. That's in our last segment here of America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us across the globe and in the U.S. because I know Bruce and the boys are listening in London right now. What are they probably eating? What do you eat? Well, no, Bangers is, you guys will have to correct me on this, Bangers is sausage in Ireland. But I think that actually Bangers, I think, is what they call it in England, too, as well. And, of course, I actually like Yorkshire pudding. I know you're not having it for breakfast, however. So, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I thought it'd be fun to hit some of the headlines besides what's happening outside of, stuff that's happening outside of Washington. And trust me, there are a lot of other things. I believe Star Wars is the biggest thing going, though. The conversation, the previews, the long lines that we're going to see, the little sneak previews a few people got to see, but not that many have seen Star Wars just yet. We won't say that after Friday and the weekend, because I think it'll be absolutely mind-blowing numbers. Mind-blowing numbers. So Hillary Clinton is the president. I said we weren't going to talk about Washington, but this is outside of Washington. Since Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee, there still is the debating process, though, right? And the Democratic debate schedule, it's crazy. They have these debates on the weekend. Who is debating on the weekend? I mean, what? How many people are watching the debates? If you think about it, with the Democrats on a Saturday night, that's like fewer than 9 million. That's crazy. The first four Republican debates had an audience of 13.5 million. Or actually, none of them did. The first couple had more than 23 million, if you remember. So Bernie Sanders, who's complaining about the weekend debates, Martin O'Malley said the same thing, but yet they still continue to have this another weekend debate. And I agree. Why are they doing that? Is it somebody said, oh, it's to protect Hillary Clinton? I guess so, because the ratings aren't as big as for the Republicans, which I think the Republicans would have bigger ratings anyway. But, you know, the Republican candidates on a weeknight are one thing versus the weekend. So that's all I'm saying, is they get ready for more debates. I mean, there have been very few debates, and they've all been at very wackadoodle times, like all over the map. Well, when is that debate? I can't remember. What time did they say on Saturday, 2 in the morning? Oh, I don't know that I'll be up at 2 in the morning. So it does seem fishy, and that's why they're saying that the schedule clearly helps Hillary Clinton because of the time of when it's on. Didn't I just say I wasn't going to go to Washington? I was going to talk for the South Side of Washington, right? Because we just had the Republican debate. And now we're talking about the invisible, where are they, Democratic debates. As they stack up versus what we're seeing with the Republicans. And I just looked at the primary debates, the Democratic schedule. And, I mean, it's far and few between. That's what it is. We're talking about very few debates. And I don't know, would that help Martin O'Malley? Would that help anyone else? Would it help Bernie Sanders? I'm going to say not necessarily. It's Hillary's to lose. Come on, I mean, come on. Right? Just sit around the Waffle House and talk to a few people. And all of them will tell you the same thing. It's Hillary Clinton. It's Hillary Clinton. So the time to watch will be when we get closer to, once we get into the results season and we get closer to the officially crowning her, I guess, the champion, if you want to say that. And then who's going to be the Republican nominee? All right, I swear I'm going to zag off of that. I can't help myself. It's like a moth to a flame, right? Pulling me back in. But wait a second, there's something else to add to that debate as far as politics is concerned. So let's get away from that for a second and talk about what I promised, some other things that are happening under our noses that maybe some people are talking about or you just didn't even hear about. And here's an interesting one for you. Sad, but interesting. Two people died in a road rage shooting on an Oklahoma highway. What is it that possibly could go on? Somebody cuts you off, somebody flips you off, somebody veers close to you, somebody tailgates you. How are people losing? Are they wound so tightly? How are you losing your temper that you go and kill somebody? So there's a guy who was cuffed up. Two people were killed, like I said. And it started 50 miles, four counties. And it was about road rage. There was a 45-year-old and his wife were inside a car that was run off the road. A woman driver was pronounced dead at the hospital after being shot. At least six reported being shot at, including a tractor trailer, but no other people were hit. So the highway patrol was in pursuit. This was in the afternoon. The guy responsible for it was arrested for DUI and is in jail. Wow. How do you lose your mind like that? Well, clearly the drinking thing had to play a part in that, I would think, and just set him off so that he would shoot at these people. A 63-year-old dead after being shot. Oh. Six others, including the tractor trailer, they weren't hit. And they're still getting calls from people who say their cars or whatever were hit by gunfire during the shooting. They're going to be investigating this one for a while, I have a feeling. It is always scary to me when you hear about road rage. Because, again, the whole defense thing, how are you defending yourself against road rage? Somebody told me one time, just drive to the police station. Well, that's easier said than done. Where is the police station in this local area that I'm going through? I don't know. So it's just not quite that easy. It's more difficult than that. Way more difficult. We move on. I mentioned that we were doing the cheap movie review, and we are. I've already had a few people hit me up on that, meaning they want to hear what the movie review says about Star Wars, is what I think. And here's a big story. Martin Shkreli, I think I'm saying his name right. I saw his face all over the news. Just 32 years old, a former hedge fund manager and big-time self-promoter. He's called himself the most eligible bachelor on Twitter. He was arrested he was wearing a gray hoodie. He was taken into federal court in Brooklyn. He pleaded not guilty. They're saying that he jacked up the price, and we talked about this story, of a life-saving drug, making it sky high to buy it. I mean, he looks like a kid. He looks like a boy. They led him away, smacked handcuffs on him, and he could end up doing some serious time. They say between 2009 and 2014, he lost some of his hedge fund investors' money through bad trades, then looted a pharmaceutical company where he was CEO for $11 million to pay back his disgruntled clients. He's had multiple schemes going on. And he was vilified after a drug company he founded, Turing Pharmaceuticals, spent $55 million for the U.S. rights to sell a medicine called Daraprim and pushed the price from 13. So imagine this. You need this pill. $13.50. That's what it was. And pushes it all the way to $750 a pill. And this drug is one of the only approved for a rare parasitic disease that mostly strikes pregnant women, cancer patients, and AIDS patients. Well, he finally got his just due, is what I would say. Let's see what the trial process looks like. Kick back, put up your feet. We're going to the movies next.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Just let me in the outer space at my fingers. I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now.
Coming up, we're gonna go to the movies, but before we head there, first, let's check in with Kathy in Washington. Hey, Kath, you want to throw in your 2 cents on road rage?
Well, I was just really surprised about it, but I didn't hear where it was at.
Where the road rage was at? What happened was it was a group of people that were in all these different cars, and it was in Oklahoma. So a man went through three counties in the middle of the night, and he was just firing randomly. Apparently, he got upset, and he just went nuts on people, innocent people, where he, bullets bounced off a tractor trailer and hit a truck, and now they're still getting calls of people that were hit by bullets. Yeah, that hadn't been hit by the bullets. He was randomly doing it from his pickup truck, and how awful is that? I mean, defend that?
Mm-hmm. I was just really surprised. I was just like, because I didn't hear where you said it was from, but then you were saying how everybody had been hit, and what was there, two people that were killed?
There was two people that were killed, and one was a 63-year-old woman who just was innocently driving along in her car and was shot and killed.
Oh,
that's frightening.
It is frightening. And
yeah.
I'm just
sad. 45-year-old and a 63-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Awful.
Yeah.
Awful,
so
awful,
I
awful.
I just wanted to call, and I'm just praying for everybody that's involved, and I hope that they did catch the person, didn't they?
They did catch the person, and so they were.
Okay.
He was DUI, and we'll see what he gets after that. But he's in. They got him. I mean, they got him. They have people that have the evidence to prove it. So it's not good.
Oh,
I know.
I'm glad they caught him because I don't know what's going on in this world.
Yeah,
today,
I know. It's awful.
You know,
it's
you just got to hang in there and hope for the best. That's all.
I agree, Kathy. So sit back and listen to this preview of Star Wars as we start and take you to the movies.
Who are you?
I'm no one. I know all about waiting for my family.
I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you started.
I don't know your name.
Finn.
I'm right. There are stories about what happened.
The Force. It's true. All of it.
Is not lost today. It is found.
Yeah, masterful. I've heard great things about it, and we'll all find out soon enough some of the original characters back. You heard one of them there, her two of them there, Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. They got to come back and get their mojo on. We move from Star Wars, which will be explosive, who knows where it ends as far as money in the box office, to a movie called Sisters.
Okay! Our sister reunion!
What's your deal?
I've been having a lot of fun.
I don't need lotion in there.
Yeah, you do need lotion in there.
We are looking for a yard artisan to do some work on our bushes.
I bet working on other people's bushes really makes you want to whack your weeds.
I was dirtier than I thought. I'm sorry. I got dirty really fast.
No! Mom and Dad sold our childhood home. This should have been passed on.
All we need you to do is clean out your bedroom.
Oh, boy.
It's a damn shame that you never had your night here.
We cannot have a party.
You've been divorced 2 years. You can't avoid putting yourself out there forever.
Do not work me like this.
There's so much to do.
You have to invite that cute guy from down the street.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mara.
I'm James.
I just wanted to say hi, so that's done.
Oh.
It's a lot of underteat, but I think I'm getting away with it.
It's on backwards.
I don't get this dress.
One of my apples keeps rolling out of the bag.
But I like the story it tells with the fringe.
Oh, here we go.
I've been thinking.
Why?
Will you not drink tonight so I can let my freak flag fly?
I would love to.
I heard you were having a party
from someone who got invited.
It's pretty sad.
A snazzy bell?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, congrats on your wrestling championship.
We need to say goodbye to this house.
But we sure
had fun here.
you're the type of badass that I'm susceptible to.
My safe word is keep going.
It's my ballerina music box. It really is a beautiful melody. And we're done. Nope.
All right, so you get it. They're sisters. One's divorced. He's trying to get her fixed up, get her fix on. And that was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. That'll probably find a little bit of an audience, but there's no doubt Star Wars rules this weekend. But how about Alvin and his Chipmunks?
You remember the discovery.
Get out!
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
The bonding.
I had a nightmare.
Sure, but stay on that side of the bed.
And those special moments that made them a family.
Yep, nobody does that better than him.
The Monks are growing up.
Samantha, these are my boys.
Oh, Sean, hey.
I can tell that you're trouble.
Guilty as charged.
But something unexpected.
Oh, he's my mom.
Is going down.
This is my son, Miles.
What?
Good job. So my feelings, huh? Samantha's coming with me to Miami.
New job, new house, new family.
I can feel the bonding happening already. Where's the super glue?
Right.
From 20th Century Fox and Regency Enterprises.
I don't want to go back to the forest, and I am not going to end up related to that guy. Here's the deal, Miles. We all go to Miami to stop this proposal, and then we never have to see each other again. Thank you.
Now, they're all hitting the road. By land.
Does this look like a safe civil service prison?
By sea.
That was awesome!
By air.
What is that?
Body stuff!
No, it's not that, Oh, no. Real smooth.
That's not mine. You just holding it for a friend?
But not by themselves.
Damn,
you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
I'm the police of the sky!
This Christmas.
Seriously, the no-fly list? I thought you guys were mature enough to take care of yourselves.
That's insulting. We are very mature. Sorry. Pizza toots.
All month.
Time for a chip hunt. You gotta come out sometime.
Breaks loose.
Hey.
Yeah. It's him on.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the road trip.
To an uneventful night.
You gotta love that one. Have a fabulous weekend, and thanks to Kyle for his fine work. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you'll